Life after the Pentecost. Acts, chapter 2, verses 36 to 47. Let us turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 36 to 47. Therefore let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The principle of all things is that when things are balanced, harmony is achieved. Balance is extremely important. When we lose balance, either we collapse or fall down. When constructing as well, there is a pendulum that makes things balanced. This is called a plumb line. In a car, four wheels need to move in balance so it will be safe. For a bird, when two wings are able to move in a balanced way, it can fly well. The principle of everything in nature has a balance. In people as well, a person that is well balanced is called as a person of a character. What is a person of a character? It is a person that has knowledge, emotional quotient, and righteousness in a balanced way. Head needs to be cold, realistic and be able to differentiate what is right and wrong. Heart needs to be full of emotional quotients. Actions need to be decisive and have a will. This is called a person of a character that is well balanced. It is the same in faith as well. If someone reads the Bible a lot but does not pray, this person becomes a person like a Pharisee. In contrast, if someone prays a lot, but does not have the Word of God, then this person could turn into a mystic. When does it get balanced? When someone knows the Word of God well, prays a lot, but also when someone lives out the Word of God and prays, it becomes a healthy faith that is well balanced. For a biblically right relationship as well, these three things need to be balanced as well. These are the relationship between people, relationship with material resources, and also relationship with God. When these three things are well balanced, faith becomes healthy. If you go to the Middle East area, there are many olive trees. Their lifetime lasts between 1,000 to 3,000 years. The reason for it is because the roots are placed deep within the soil and solid. Roots are the essence which help the trees to stay healthy. As roots and trees are together in a balanced way, it has been said that these do not get shaken even after a long time. If you go on a pilgrimage to Asia Minor, you would realize this. At first, Church of Ephesus and Church of Laodicea were the ones that kept the holiness in perilous time. But these are all fallen down and devastated sites remain there. Church of Ephesus lost its first love, and the book of Revelations talks about the Church of Laodicea, about how its faith was lost due to worldly prosperity. The church that has been described as a balanced church in the Bible is the early church. The early church is a role model of faith that is well balanced. The ministry philosophy of our church is based on the model of early church, which is a balanced ministry. Also, firstly, it is thorough but not self-righteous. Secondly, it is passionate but not fanatical. Thirdly, it is family-like but not disrespectful. Fourthly, it has order but also has freedom. Fifthly, it is innovative but also has warmth. Sixthly, it has happiness and vision. Seventhly, it is not self-centered but God-centered. Eighthly, it shares and lives together with neighbors. Ninthly, its education and training are thorough. This is what the early church was like after the Pentecost. The early church that comes up in our main passage today is a model of a healthy church and a model of faith that is well balanced. Our church is going to model this church in terms of faith as an example. Through the work of the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost, people experienced true changes. Let us look at verses 37 to 41. It says, "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.' With many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, 'Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.' Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Fundamental changes begin from repentance. Let us read from verses 37 to 38. It says, "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" In Acts, a sermon of Peter and a sermon of Stephen come up. Verses 37 to 40 is a content of Peter's sermon. They heard the sermon and they were touched. How did they respond? What should we do? They felt bad and repentance movement began. When they were touched, they did not reject the feeling and we can see that they repented. Repentance means realizing the sin and fixing the mind. Real repentance is fixing the mind, getting away from sins and disbelief. It is getting rid of sins. Even a perfectly faithful person also makes mistakes and falls down. Where is a perfect person? God also does not require us to be perfect. He wants people that realize that they were wrong when people lived their lives wrong way and turn back from their old way. He wants people that fix their minds and come back. The work of the Holy Spirit took place through true repentance. In verse 41, it says, "Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day." When their hearts were touched, they wondered about what they should do. They repented and when they came back to God, 3,000 people were baptized and accepted Jesus. It is an amazing work of the Holy Spirit. We can see that the work of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost began from repentance. The other thing is the sermon of Stephen that come up in Acts, chapter 7, verses 51 to 53. It says, "You stiff-necked people, with uncircumcised hearts and ears. You are just like your fathers, you always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him, you who have received the law that was put into effect through angels but have not obeyed it." When people heard the sermon and hearts were touched, how did they respond? In verse 54, it says, "When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him." In verse 57, it says, "At this they covered their ears and, yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him." They covered their ears. They rejected the gospel. In verse 58, it says, "Dragged him out of the city and began to stone him." Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. When either Peter or Stephen preached, people felt bad. But their responses were different. In fact, people of the early church asked each other about what they should do and they repented. When they did that, the work of the Holy Spirit took place. But, people that gnashed their teeth, covered their ears and threw stones left God. When you feel bad while listening to the Word of God, what kind of response do you show from your heart? When the early church repented and turned back from the old way, the work of the Holy Spirit took place. They experienced grace. Church began to revive. It is because they received the Word of God through faith. Paul said in the 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and verse 13 like this, "And we also thank God continually because, when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the Word of men, but as it actually is, the Word of God, which is at work in you who believe." The Holy Spirit movement takes place through repentance for sure. Verse 38 says, "Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. A crisis of modern Christianity comes from a lack of repentance, I think. When people listened to the sermon, they wept. When people sang hymns, they wept. Every valley of prayer mountain, there were prayer sounds of repentance, crying out loud all night. When things were like these, churches of Korea revived. Sermons of previous leaders of Korean churches were unsophisticated but had messages that urged repentance. These days, there is hardly any sermon that mentions about repentance. Spurgeon says, "Sermons need to be arrows that initiate sins to be fallen down." When people listened to the sermons, they would get rid of sins of their hearts, get rid of their bad habits, and they would become new people. The other thing is that the early church was enthusiastic about training. They thoroughly went through training led by apostles. Verse 42 says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer." A balance in faith is achieved through education and training. People that experienced the Holy Spirit at Pentecost received power and they experienced a lot of gifts. Why did these people need teaching of apostles? Just because you received grace, faith does not get mature in a single day. The early church was full of the Holy Spirit, but they continued to receive teaching of apostles at all times, and they worked on their maturity by achieving their community spirit, order, maturity. They were trained to serve God. Our characters as well, through continuous education, training, our characters need to be refined. Three major ministries of Jesus were healing, evangelization, and education. If we do not focus much on education and training, faith does not get mature. Jesus took Peter, James, John, these three disciples on important occasions with him. Jesus took these people with him, educated them, and trained them. And he trained 12 disciples, and 120 people that experienced grace at the attic of Mark were trained by apostles. One of the visions of our church is focused on education and training. There are three major principles in becoming a good sports player. Firstly, a person needs to be naturally talented. Secondly, needs to meet a good teacher. Thirdly, thorough training needs to be taken. But if someone is not naturally talented, then after a while, this person would face a limit. These days, women golfers are doing very well on a global scale, so a lot of parents are asking their children to begin learning golf. Do not do that. Rather than parents wanting their children to be something according to their aims, parents need to look for talents of their children given by God and encourage them. Then hidden gifts would be seen. And pray that they would meet good teachers. And then parents need to train them thoroughly. This is a key to succeed. If someone wants to achieve something, then that person needs to change bodily composition by getting training first of all. God does not use a person that only has passion but uses a person that is trained. God trained Moses for 40 years as an Egyptian prince. For another 40 years, God trained Moses in Midian wilderness. Moses had bread of tears, went through all sorts of trainings, and at the age of 80, God appointed him as a leader of his people. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that our church as well, like the early church, would be a church that educates and trains people. I hope that our church would be a balanced church that does not stop working on our people through education and training. Also, the early church lived a life of sharing together. Verses 44 to 47 says, "All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." This is what the early church was like. It was balanced. Verse 44 says, "All the believers were together and had everything in common." Verse 45 says, "Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need." Verse 46 says, "Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts." As a result, as in verse 47, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is what the early church was like. It was a balanced church. These days, people are too selfish. People abandon children and abandon parents even. They are self-centered. They do not think neighbors importantly. But, the early church that experienced grace, was not like that. They united their hearts in unison, they took care of neighbors and they shared things together with each other. They were considerate of one another. This time, we sent ramen boxes to 3,000 security guards at nearby apartments and cleaners. We all received coronavirus disaster relief fund from government. Debt in our government is increasing exponentially. People that are in desperate need surely need to receive it, but people that are able to live without it, I asked those to participate in this cause with me in flowing love towards neighbors in need. A lot of people took part in it. Students participated and even people that need to receive help donated fund, saying please send this to neighbors that are more in need. A young adult that is not a believer planned to go to a bar because this fund was given to him for free, but he saw the church was going a good deed, so he participated together with us. What a touching story. Thank you. God bless you all. Life after experiencing grace at Pentecost was a life that shared and served one another. This was what happened on the 4th of January regression. People took a little boat trying to get into South Korea from North, but there was not enough space. At that time, a pastor got off from the boat and pushed the boat away from him. He said, "Let's be faithful Christians," and he decided to stay in North Korea. He waved at people on boat from the land. As a result, he remained in North Korea and was executed. The fact that we are touched by Titanic movie and cry when we watch it is because when the cruise ship is sinking, they put the life-saving vests on children and women first. Men slowly sank into the sea and they sang hymns. Even when death was so close, they tried to save other people and they were dying. This sacred scene was what people at the early church were like. This is a true Christian spirit and consideration for others. Believers at the early church that received grace were like this. They lived together with other neighbors. Verse 45 says, "Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need." Believers at the early church received grace and their views of material blessings changed. About things they considered as theirs before, they confessed that these are now God's property. They realized that time, possessions and even their lives as well, are God's. So, life that was centered on oneself was moved to God-centered life. An axis of life was moved. Lives people lived for themselves only changed to lives that lived all together. They became mature Christians that were able to pay back for the grace they received. Believers at the early church were like this. Life was changed to be a spiritual life. Have a look at the result of this change. Verse 47 says, "Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." People do evangelize, but it is actually God that needs to add to number those who are being saved. The Lord added people that were saved. The church grew and revived daily. Good news were spread. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early church is a model of mature faith that is well balanced. Our faith needs to be healthy and mature. This society and churches need to be mature. Change of faith in life needs to be shown in a balanced way. When our faith gets balanced with a community spirit that considers others other than our own selves, souls will become healthy, society will become healthy, and the number that gets saved will be added more and more daily. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that our church will become a church like this. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.